And residents in Calaveras County be given another 2 weeks to submit their opinions and ideas regarding redistricting. In September, county leaders announced a public hearing would be held on October 12th. At that same time, they made available draft maps drawn using 2020 census data and public comments received by county leaders to date. Wanting to give residents more time to draft their own maps and continue submitting public comment, the hearing has been moved to October 26th in the Board of Supervisors chambers. It'll start after the scheduled board meeting. Community members encouraged to attend the hearing, provide input on the draft map. Now, in addition to population, the county must consider geographic boundaries, integrity of local communities of interest and cities, consideration of natural and man-made barriers, and compactness. Questions or comments can be directed to the county clerk at redistricting@co.calaveras.ca.us or by calling 754-6376. And just after midnight yesterday, CHP dispatch received reports of a traffic collision on 49 south of Argonaut Lane. Upon arrival, officers found a black Nissan Versa off the roadway down a dirt embankment. After investigating further, it appears the Nissan traveling north on 49 south of Argonaut Lane when the vehicle veered off the road or traveled down the embankment, striking several trees. Now, the investigation is ongoing at this time. Alcohol and or drugs not believed to be a factor in the collision. And further details on the collision after further investigation, CHP said it does appear that the driver succumbed to their injuries in the incident. Well, as we reported earlier this week, a Pfizer booster vaccine clinic will be held at the Health and Human Service building off Lower Ridge Road today, Friday and Sunday from 9 to 6. So today and Sunday. Now visit myturn.ca.gov to schedule an appointment. Now the booster recommended for certain individuals 6 months or later after their second dose of Pfizer. People previously vaccinated with Pfizer who should receive a booster include those age 65 and older, long-term and assist care residents, and those 65 and older, long-term and assist care residents, and those 50 through 64, with underlying medical conditions. Now, people who may consider receiving a booster include those 18 to 49 with underlying medical conditions, those 18 to 64 who are at increased risk of exposure due to their occupation. This includes first responders, healthcare workers, firefighters, police, education staff, teachers, support staff, daycare workers, food and ag workers, manufacturing workers, correction workers, postal workers, public transit workers, and grocery store workers. Again, booster clinics will now be held every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday in Amador County. People for whom boosters are recommended may visit myturn.ca.gov to schedule an appointment. And Caltrans conducting debris and tree removal on, but not limited to, Highway 49, 50, 88, and 89 over the next few months. This in response to damage caused by the recent Tamarack and Caldor wildfires. Work expected to occur during daytime hours through November at higher elevations, through winter at lower elevations. One-way traffic control will be employed as needed. Now motorists should drive with caution, be alert for work crews, equipment, truck traffic, and possible falling rock and debris. The Tamarack fire reportedly started July 4th south of Gardnerville, has burned more than 68,000 acres. The Caldor fire reportedly began August 14th east of Omo Ranch and south of Grizzly Flat, has burned more than 221,000 acres. Now work is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and other construction-related issues. For safety of workers and other motorists, be work zone alert. And the Amador Central Railroad crew holding their monthly rail car rides for the public this Saturday. Invite you to come out, take a 6-mile round trip ride on the railroad. Ticket sales begin tomorrow morning, 9:15 at Lane Station, about 2 miles south of Ione on Highway 104, near the tracks or where the tracks cross the highway. Signs will guide you the morning of the runs. Excursions leave from lanes at 10, noon, and 2 p.m. Cost only $10 per seat. Children 5 years or older are welcome. No reservations or advance ticket sales at this time. No alcohol, and of course, no smoking. Closed-toed shoes are recommended. The excursions take just about an hour. And the 22nd annual Hospice of Amador and Calaveras Celebrate Life Art Auction surpassed all fundraising records this year, with the nonprofit collecting $106,000. Now, like every year, monies raised go toward essential core hospice services and programs to the two-county area served by the agency. Executive Director Arian Dabian told the gathering, "The generosity shown by our community every year is tremendous. This year, truly awe-inspiring." Dabian went on to thank the generosity of the attendees, donors, artists, volunteers, and local businesses who donated an assortment of valuable and unique drawing prizes. Hospice of Amador and Calaveras serving the community continuously since 1982, and in the 36 years of operation has never turned away a patient for inability to pay. For more info, call 223-5500. And the 100th anniversary of Jackson High School football celebrated tonight as Argonaut will host Big Valley Christian. Now, if you guys remember, a couple weeks ago, Argonaut celebrated the 100th anniversary of Ione football. Well, tonight, it's Jackson High School. Back in the early 80s, Argonaut became Argonaut when Ione and Jackson High Schools merged. So they are paying tribute to their ancestors, you could say here. Tonight, you will find the Argonaut Mustangs wearing the Jackson Tiger uniforms, a brighter green, more of a hunter green than the forest green they now wear, with white letters. You won't see any gold in it, folks. It'll be green and white, just like the Jackson Tigers. Okay, that is tonight at the game. Now, if you want to go to the game, you don't want to pay to get in. If you have an authentic Jackson High School jersey, a Letterman jacket, a sweater from the Jackson High School days, and it's official, you wear that, and they'll let you in for free. So again, that's tonight as Argonaut hosts Big Valley Christian. If you guys can't make it to the game, check us out on our KVGC sports page on Facebook. Joey will be doing that game. We will have some video for you. You'll be able to see those jerseys. A lot of people enjoyed when they did the tribute to Ione. So I thought it was really cool as they wore the kind of maroon jerseys. Well, it's going to be fun to see them in these Jackson Tiger jerseys. So if you can't make it to the game, make sure you check out the KVGC Sports Facebook page. Now, Frank and Jake will be at Amador High School for our action, and that will be over the radio and on our regular Facebook page. But if you want to see this right here, you want to check out the action as Argonaut hosts Big Valley Christian celebrating Jackson High School's 100th anniversary, visit our KVGC sports page. And that's your local news here on a Gold Country Friday morning. Today's news brought to us by Howard's Body Shop and Volcano Communication. We'll be back. A look at today's weather and your road report in just a moment. Road sponsored today by Camps Propane, weather by the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort.